EDL Radio Encore.
7 years ago.
Yeah. Hi. I'm not sure if I'm on. If I'm on or not yet. Just had a little problem there. Yeah. Welcome to the East Anglian EDL Radio Show. I hope it's all come through. As I say, I'm getting all sorts of messages come up there. Anyway, yes. Welcome. As I say, it should have been some intro music, but it hasn't. It hasn't happened. But never mind. As I say, this is a new experience for me. First time I've hosted a radio show, so you just have to bear with me as I go along.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Down the road. It's all right, guys. I've been missing about doing something here. Good, as I say, good evening and welcome to the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the English Defence League radio show, 7 years anniversary special. So, as I say, welcome one and all to the English Defence League radio show, 7 years anniversary. Has it been that long? I'm your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and my wingman for this evening's festivities, is Dave Agador Milner, fresh from his vacation, visiting our fans in the Crab Nebula. Fortunately, he didn't bring any crabs back. Jan the Tornado Rene is on an assignment. Tonight we'll be discussing EDL-related issues such as the upcoming EU MEP election and the continuing Islamisation of our countries. As our program celebrates the seventh birthday, we officially begin to work across the pond with Dave's show, The Unpleasant Blind Guy, and the great SHR Media Network, bringing you stories that weld our brotherhood in the struggle for our common future, with featured items from the United States. Foot soldiers, angels, supporters of the cause, Brexiteers, and global patriots. This is your voice and platform. Please call in. No surrender. No surrender ever. All that's necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing, Edmund Burke. And also, those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. President John F. Kennedy. So without further ado, let me bring him back, Dave Agador Milner, as he steps in wearing the blue shorts in the right corner. He steps in. Welcome back, Mr. Milner, from your vacation. I'm sorry, mate. What am I like?
With stars and stripes on, of course, Jeff. Yeah, thank you for the welcome. And, good evening to everybody in the UK, and good afternoon to everybody in the States, and hello to everybody around the world, and, of course, our fans in the Crab Nebula. Yeah. Well, Jeff, first of all, I got to say to you, congratulations for 7 years of doing the English Defense League radio show. Man, you've been out there spreading the truth for 7 years, man, and that's quite a bit of time. There have been a few people that have come in the door and out the door as members of the team, and I want to say that it's my honor to be a part of your team, and it's an honor to kind of do a little bit of a merger of our programs, and you're going to start seeing that, listeners, in a couple of weeks at Spreaker.com and on YouTube.com through SHR Media. We're going to play a few promos tonight, and we're going to get this all rolling. New things happening, new things going on, and a lot of stuff to talk about, Jeff. So, again, my friend and fellow patriot, congratulations on 7 years, man.
Thank you, Dave. I think you've had your show running for almost as long as well, haven't you? It's been about 6 years, 7 years now, was it, Dave? Since you've been doing your show.
Yeah, I celebrated 6 years before I went off for vacation.
I was around about that because we've known each other for quite a number of years now, me and you, haven't we? We've seen things, haven't we? We've seen a hell of a lot of things going on since... You tagged up with me, Dave, and we've seen a lot over the years. We've seen people come, we've seen people go. We've seen the implosion of what's going on across the world. And we did say, look, you think this is bad? It's going to get worse. You know, we don't want to be bearers of bad news, but we knew it was coming because we've always talked about it. But you know, okay, we're still here. You know, we're still doing our thing simply because it needs to be done. You know, it does need to. As Winston Churchill once said, so much was done by so few. You know, and there's a lot. There's millions of the so few's out there, isn't there? who's going the extra yard? Who's going out their comfort zone? That does what we do, week in, week out, because it needs to be done. We still are the voices of those people out there who haven't got the voices, who've been neglected for many years. It's people like yourself, the EDL, and people like Tommy Robinson, who's brought this onto the central stage that the world can see what we've been doing. Anything they've ever said about the EDL, calling it a bunch of thugs, this, that, and the other, racist bigots and all that, it's just pure horse crap. Let's be honest, guys. Okay. You know, no matter what they call us, they can brand me, you know, bigot, race, whatever. But you know me, and anybody that knows me knows that I'm not like that whatsoever. It's just a time. I mean, I was at one stage, though, they called me when I done an interview for BBC and ITV. They let this out to say, I was the Joseph Goebbels for the day for the EDL, you know, and he was probably the first one in Poland, like, you know, things like that for the German. And it just made me laugh because they just haven't got a clue.
And if there's anyone that's like Joseph Goebbels, it is the BBC and the ITV, and over here it's CNN and MSNBC and people like that. They're the most like Joseph Goebbels because they'll defend the most violent people and accuse other people of violence.
Live in this time, Dave, and I think you would agree, and probably millions of people across the world would agree that the time we live in now is extraordinary Orwellian time, isn't it? It does feel like 1984, that book that we looked at and thought, wow, just think of that time was like that. And we're living in that time. Could you believe that would become a reality? We talk on the phone, we do this. We're being monitored. They're looking at, they're watching us at every step we take. So I'm just putting, if they can watch me and they can see me, whether through my smart TV, you're getting my middle finger, you loaded sausages out there. You think I'm worried about you lot, you scumbags. So, Dave, do you want to stick your middle finger up and spin it around a bit?
Well, you know... You know what, Jeff? I do that along with you. But yeah, you wanted to talk about another Dave, and there's a picture that shows his T-shirt in our slides, and you wanted to talk about him because this comes right into what you were talking about here with the 1984 style stuff. This brave individual posted something on Facebook, and now he's having to pay. In my opinion, an ultimate price for it, Jeff. You want to bring that one up, my friend?
Well, I would agree with you, Dave. I mean, we had another, as I say, it wasn't that long ago. Okay, it might have been a couple of years ago, but we had another patriot exactly the same thing. He was there that he threw a bacon sandwich at or a bit of bacon at a mosque, and he was prosecuted, sent to prison for a year. Unfortunately, that young man never see the end of his time. He only had a few weeks to go. And it seems like Mr. David Shoof, who's, and I know because I spoke to Steve Mance, a good friend of mine, he's one of his closest friends. And what got me about the whole thing was what a brave, courageous patriot this man was on the day when we was basically overrun. We're there doing our peaceful demonstrations like we normally do, assembling, ready to do our speeches, and then we was attacked by a horde of Antifa and, Marxists, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call them, and Muslims, Dave, he took it for a lot of the lads and the lasses. He took the full brunt of the situation, but the thing about the guy with blood running down from his eye, they cut his eye, they did what they did to him, he still gives the victory with a big smile on his face. And it brought a tear. I think I talked about this last week or week before. It brought a tear to my eye, and I thought to myself, and I salute people like David Shoof, who knows sometimes you're gonna walk that precarious path and you might be attacked and that, but he stood his ground and, he took it like a true man, a true patriot, and unfortunately he writ something or he put something, probably, you get home, you think about it, things, it annoys you, I'm not sure exactly what he wrote, but he put something on Facebook, probably having a dig at these people that... attacked him, and the next thing he knows, he's standing in front of a magistrate who, because he's a patriot, decided that he was like the enemy of the state and decided to sentence him to 15 months. Basically, a hate crime or something like that. I would say it's some sort of a hate crime, is it? The only hate that's been deemed out is from those who's offering up this punishment to people who's patriots. They're the ones, they're the real traitors. They're the ones who will be accounted for when the day of judgment comes for these people. There'll be people sitting on the opposite side looking them straight in the eye and saying, you're going to serve the same sentence. You know, that is the way it will be. Because there will be a time of retribution. And you see, David, any things in history, there's a terrible retribution that has to be paid for the collaborators and all that at the end, isn't there, Dave? They don't always like to talk about what happens at the end of when you've defeated the enemy, do they? They don't always talk about how bad things were in that time until things started calming down, did they, Dave? What's going on in the back street in the alleys, you know? You know how it goes, don't you, Dave? You know what I'm talking about. Most people do.
Just ask the
Chalkescu's. But as I say, when I spoke to Steve and him, and I said, give him my blessing, give him give my thoughts and my prayers, and give him a big salute from me, and just tell him to hang in there, and he said, I will do, boss, and that was it. So Dave's chief in our thoughts and prayers. 15 months doesn't maybe sound a lot to people, but you serve that time and you serve it in those type conditions where you know there's a lot of your enemy that surrounds you, you know. You know, Tommy Robinson will tell you, you know, you've only listen to what Tommy Robinson says about it, you know. But, as I say, I think I talked about it last week. When I got the news, I was absolutely beside myself. I just thought, why?
Yeah.
Why they sent this man to prison? Why aren't they prosecuting the people that attacked him? Why have they... Is it that Mr. David Shute was guilty because he was there and because they attacked him, he had to be guilty, so he's got to pay a prison sentence for something he might have wrote that he was rather angry about. It's disgraceful. It's a time to
Exactly, Jeff. I mean, it is, you know, and if you want to talk about Joseph Goebbels, well, that's Zuckerberg and all those people. And you mentioned Tommy Robinson, that Jeff. You know, we know the elections are coming up, and I've got a thing I'm going to play about local elections here. But we do want to talk a bit about Tommy Robinson. He's going to be in court again on Tuesday at the Old Bailey. And, you know, guys, if you want to get clued in about that, go to Telegram. They have some stuff there. And also go to tr.news. They have some stuff there, I'm sure that, people will be going out there in support of Mr. Robinson. They want to put this guy away. And, Jeff, you know this, because he's running for MEP. And the last thing that these statists want is for this guy to be representing the UK in any way. As far as I'm concerned, and American patriots, as far as we should be concerned, Tommy Robinson does represent the UK. He represents the real people of the UK. You know, not the you know, Hollyweird types and the Washington swamp types in the UK. Tommy Robinson, people like him, people like Jeff, people like Dave, who we just spoke about, they're the real people in the UK. People like Jan, they're the real representatives of the UK. So, you know, and again, he can use your prayers too. You know, folks in the States, my brothers and sisters here, you know, you want to do something for Tommy Robinson, you can go to tr.news. There are ways to donate to his defense funds and things. But, you know, pray up for him, too, because prayer works. And I think, Jeff, you'll agree with that. Will you not, brother?
I do. I agree with that 100%. But something I will say for all the listeners out there, look, if you can get to the Old Bailey on Tuesday, get there Tuesday, and I think if you get there for 1 o'clock, Tommy's got a big screen there. He'll be talking about what's happening. He'll be talking about his campaign before he steps forth into the court. Don't forget, this was a total botch up. This was a stitch up from the start until now. He's been called. Basically, supposed to be contempt. There's no contempt about it. The only people in contempt is those that's in judgment at this moment. They've got to be held in contempt for bringing about an innocent man, to stand before them. Because all I will say, is the temperature in this country, what Tommy's done, he's been overwhelming. Every place he's been to, yes, he's had a few attacks from some of these idiots out there. People are just trying to get themselves in a paper, you know, a Muslim 23-year-old who thought he was a bit of a jack the lad, you know, and decided to throw, you know, a strawberry milkshake all over Tommy. And another person taking a swing at him. I think actually he was assaulted about three times. Every time he mentioned it, the police, you know what the police done, Dave? They walked away.
Oh, nothing.
They walked away, got in the car and drove off. That's what they did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, supposed to uphold the law, any crimes going on? No, they see exactly what's going on and decided, well, do you know what they done? The guy that tipped the strawberry milkshake all over Tommy. Do you know what they've done? They drove him, put him in the police car, and drove him to the train station to get a train home. There you go.
I'm surprised they didn't buy him another strawberry milkshake, Jeff, for the special speeches out there.
That, ladies and gentlemen, what happened to me, you had even the Wales police laughed about it. The media cracking up about it. That could have been a guy putting a knife in Tommy's throat or something like that. This could ain't nothing to laugh at.
And
if it was any other MP or anything like that who's standing to go for the MP seat, the police would have been all over. Their feet would have touched the ground. But what happens is Tommy Robinson, they turn their backs. They're dirty, low-life scumbags. They are, Dave. I saw it. I watched it. I see it unfold.
You know, that's what
I'm saying. Tommy's up against them all.
And that is why
he's got so much support. Now, mate, you might be listening. Yes, you MPs, MI5, MI6, all you wankers out there. That guy's got more support than your politicians all put together. I'll tell you what, the country supports Tommy Robinson. The silent majority is now becoming a rage across the nation. And if you dare, that's all I'm saying. It's not a threat, it's a promise. You dare send this young man down. You sent him, put him in prison. And your hands will this problem that you will see unfold very, very shortly afterwards happen. Be it on your grounds and your watch.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yep.
It's not a threat, it's a promise. Because I know the temperature of what's going on in this country.
Yeah.
So woe betide. Woe betide them. I don't make threats. I'm making a promise. It's not a threat.
I
don't believe in threatening people. No, not like that. Well, you know what,
Jeff? I mean, they're tired of you know, being betrayed, and that's what happened in the local elections. I've got a story here, brother. I'm going to play. It's about 3 minutes and 56 seconds long. This is just under 4 minutes. This is from Breitbart. All right. Now, if you guys want to go looking for this, for some reason, Blog Talk Radio won't let Jeff post or anybody post links in their chat. But for those who want to go looking for this story, this is off Breitbart. It says local elections, Tories and Labor, hemorrhage seats, and Liberal Democrats make big gains. And it's not just Liberal Democrats that made the big gains, Jeff. But if you guys want to go looking for that story, that's the headline of that story. I'm going to go ahead and play this now. This is from Breitbart, Jeff. So here we go. This is just under 4 minutes.
Local elections, Tories and Labour hemorrhage seats, Liberal Democrats make major gains. by Jack Montgomery on May 3, 2019. The establishment parties have taken major losses in local elections in England, with both the Conservatives and Labour losing council seats while the Liberal Democrats and Independents have gained seats in the hundreds. Saturday, May 4, 10 a.m. update, final results. Major losses for Conservative Party. Final results from all 248 English councils are in, and the Conservative Party have lost 1,334 councillors, higher than even the highest polled prediction of 1,100. Labour, which was predicted to pick up seats in the hundreds, actually lost 82 seats. The anti-Brexit Liberal Democrats were the biggest winners, gaining 703 seats. UKIP lost seats, with the Greens and independent candidates making gains, according to the BBC. The Tories were expected to suffer losses, with voters frustrated with Prime Minister Theresa May failing to deliver Brexit on time, with many voters spoiling their ballots with pro-Brexit messages. 1800 hours update, Tories lose more than 1,000 seats. Results are still being counted, but according to Sky News's running count, the Conservative Party has lost 1,072 seats, in line with some early predictions from pollsters, and lost control of 42 councils. While the Labour Party was predicted to pick up hundreds of seats, they, too, have lost at last count 86 seats and 5 councils. The pro-Remain Liberal Democrats have picked up 581 seats and 11 councils. UKIP has lost 131 seats, while other parties and independents have gained in total 708 seats. It is expected final results will be announced Friday evening. This news item is now closed, and the original story from below Friday can be read below. As results for local elections in England continue to roll in, the Conservative Party under Theresa May has already lost over 400 councillors, with pollsters predicted these losses could double by the time the counting is over. But voters have also turned on the Labour Party, in what looks to have been a bad night for the two-party establishment. It was long predicted that the local elections would be a bloodbath for the Tories after Theresa May alienated Leave voters by pursuing a deal with the EU which retains many aspects of EU membership and delayed Brexit twice, despite many promises she would not do so. The Labour opposition, however, does not appear to have benefited from Mrs. May's misfortune, as is typical in such elections, and has lost over 80 councillors itself, likely due to its own ambivalent stance on Brexit. Nigel Farage's Brexit Party, which has surged to first place in polls for the European Parliament elections, was not standing in the elections, and the UK Independence Party, UKIP, which he led formerly, had to significantly scale back the number of candidates it put forward compared to the last local elections, leaving many voters without an explicitly pro-Brexit party to vote for. However, there are a few bright spots for the Gerard Batten-led party. While its number of councillors has fallen overall, with diminished support in some areas where it did stand, it has captured some seats in England's working-class heartlands with crushing majorities, gaining by almost 30% and capturing over 50% of the vote overall in Alveston and Derby, for example. Local elections were also held in Northern Ireland, but no results have been announced yet. This story is developing. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.
Well, and there you go, folks. And what that tells me, Jeff, is that where UKIP actually did have candidates, they did fairly well. You know?
Yeah.
And it just goes on to what you're saying about the temperature in the United Kingdom. That they want this Sharia compliance gone, and they want out of Europe. They want out.
Yeah, that is it. I mean, at the moment, there was another poll that shows actually the Brexit party, you know, the one with Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
Right? I think what he's done is they've got him like he's got 34% of the vote of people vote who wants to vote, and the other two, the Conservatives and the Labour, they could own it. They were not even in close second to him. 21% and 11%. That was Conservatives, and that was Labour. So it goes
that
to show you that
this
is definitely,
yeah.
I mean, this is definitely people now have turned their backs against this old way, is what we've been talking about. We need a new way forward, a new way of people having true people, working class people. I mean, look at Tommy. Look at him. I mean, the bookies have got him 9-4. It might be shorter odds now. You know, he's going to all the working class communities across the northeast, the northwest, and everywhere he's gone, he's been a big hit. They're loving him. They absolutely love this guy because he speaks on their behalf. They can relate to Tommy because he's the same as them. He comes from their backgrounds. He sees what's going on in their towns and that. And that's what I'm saying. You'll always be a winner. If you speak to the people, you're the champion of the people. And that's what Tommy Robinson's doing at this moment in time. And it just shows you how worried and concerned they really are, the politicians are. We're decided
to be.
Let's bring that case forward now during his campaigning. Tuesday, you know, dirty scumbags,
the
you know.
Pill
they're not going to be around much longer anyway. There are a lot of them, you know, the Labour, the Conservatives, they will be gone because, you know, as I say, this young man, he will shake everything up. Put him in the, let him walk in that office and as an MEP, their chins, their faces will drop on the floor. See Tommy Robinson walk in there. I just close my eyes and I dream of it. Tommy.
People would pay.
Rolling and roaring for the country. My God, man. It's what dreams are made of, mate. That's what dreams are made of, isn't it? You know, that young lawyer, of what he does, and look at the crap he's had to put up with over the years.
Okay,
he's still
standing,
he's still fighting. You cannot take it away from this man. He'll never go down without a fight.
Well,
he will fight on his knees. He'll fight on the beach. He'll fight in the backyards. He'll fight in town centres.
Mm-hmm.
He will fight in the sky. He will never, ever surrender. And I think that's the Winston Churchill talk in my ear when he was
Very nice, Jeff. Very nice. Well, brother, you know, I'm gonna switch us over to one thing here now. You know, as I said, or as we said early, you know, we're now working with SHR Media and the Unpleasant Blind Guy, my show, and within a couple of weeks, you're gonna start seeing this on my program. You know, in my time slot there at 1 p.m. Eastern. On weekdays, Monday through Friday, and at midnight Eastern on Saturday in the States, there at Spreaker.com and on YouTube and, you know, through SHR Media. And to that, we've got a few promos here, guys. These are great shows out of the States that that some of my colleagues have. I've been on a few of their shows, and they're great people, so... check this out, guys. This is about 3.5 minutes long. Okay? Check this out.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Hey, this is Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Join us for The Right Way with Shannon and Mike, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on SHR Media.
Why are they joining us?
For fun things like sports, politics.
Oh, maybe some news and entertainment?
And all kinds of other things.
Money and recipes and events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so join us Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on shrmedia.com.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York, the Lid himself, Jeff Dunnett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com and Lid Radio. We fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnett.
It's your business diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
The new show on the SHR Media Network, Sackheads Against Tyranny. On shrmedia.com. Go there quick like a bunny, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, every Wednesday, live and direct on the SHR Media Network, shrmedia.com. Be there.
Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, a mere 2 miles from the state capital, the bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com to listen. You can also watch on the SHR Media Facebook page and the SHR Media YouTube channel. No goldfish were abused in the making of this ad. Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
And you're listening to the Eagles Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Mitchell, who's been the host for 7 years. Jeff.
That is brilliant. And you know, that is really good. I quite like that. Because most of these people I know, I know Melanie and some of the other guys, but we've got some great conservative people out there, haven't we? And I love my patriot people out there. God bless them all, Dave. And enjoyed that. Thank you, Dave. That was really cool.
You know, I got. Shannon and Mike do a great little show. In the mornings, you know, I'll when I'm getting up, have to get up earlier. I'm still up because you know me. I keep weird hours, man. You know, I like to listen to them. You know, and Jeff. Jeff Dunnett is a funny guy. You know, he throws a little bit of humor in there.
He's the guy done Ahmed, isn't he?
I'm not sure, Jeff. No. That's a different. That's a different one. That's a different Jeff. This guy's fairly funny, you know. And of course, you know, and of course, BZ, we know he's called into this show. He's a friend of this show.
He's always been
a big supporter of this program. Yeah, he really is. So, guys, you know, you get a chance. You know, give those shows a listen. You know, go to shrmedia.com. That's the place to find a lot of these shows, and you know, give them a try. You know, it's not UK related, you know, for our brothers and sisters in the UK. Okay, it's not so much UK related, but if you want to find out what's really going on in the States, those are the places to go. You know, because
yeah,
those
I mean,
are some
we
really
are
good shows.
An international radio show and. Right. As I say, we give promos to our American friends, our great patriots out there. It's only right. I mean, this is a hands across the pond, isn't it, Dave? You know, brothers in arms.
Yeah.
You know, we stand together as one. It's only right. I love it. I like this new theme that we that we've had. And I mean, me and Dave was in deep discussions. I had a couple of cups of tea discussing it with Dave a couple of weeks ago. Seriously, discussions at our conference school, don't you know, ladies and gentlemen? Really, very good stuff.
And not one of us had to get on a big jet and take a big entourage with us and all that stuff. You know, it's not like the global warming things where they all have to take a big, you know, a great big jetliner out, you know, and waste a lot of fuel.
Tell them how it is, buddy.
Exactly.
We're not just coming down the road. We're surfing the airways.
That's right, cool, dude. But now it's back to the show, guys, and Ramadan is going on. That started out, I think it might have started out a little bit early this year, you know, because it's...
Ramadan-a-ding-dong. Something like that, isn't it?
It's a good song, but you know, I don't think it's about Ramadan. But anyway, yeah, it's one of those moon-based religions, and you know, the thing about it is that it kind of came a little bit early this year. You can see in the slides that the you know what happens during Ramadan. You can see this in the slides what they did there, or you know what they're doing right now. You know, this is usually a time when the Muslims consider it to be, you know, especially holy to go out and kill people and hurt people. Now, I actually have forgotten, Jeff, what the numbers are in the slides that are in display right now. But just for today, okay, this is from the Religion of Peace. All right, this here is day seven. This is, okay, so they're a week into Ramadan now. Okay, they've killed 41 people. There have been attacks. There have been 41 attacks. Okay, during this 7 days, and 198 people are dead. Okay, so there's your Ramadan celebration,
ladies and gentlemen. In one week.
Now, guys, we're gonna play one here. In a second, a story. This is called this again comes from Breitbart. It's called Pakistan, and armed Islamists attack heat stroke relief centers for violating Ramadan fast. Okay, this is how psychopathic they get about this stuff, guys. And I'm going to go ahead and play this story here, Jeff, if you don't mind. It's about 3 minutes and 42 seconds. So if you're good with it, we'll go ahead and play this.
Let's roll with it, Dave.
All right, brother. Here you go, folks. And remember, you're listening to the English Defense League radio show. Here we go.
7 years
Pakistan, armed Islamists attack heat stroke relief centers for violating Ramadan fast. By Edwin Mora on May 10th, 2019. Armed Islamists stormed a heat stroke center in Pakistan on Thursday and forced them to shut down for allegedly violating fasting hours during the ongoing month of Ramadan, the holiest period for Muslims. The Islamist assault in the city of Sigur on Thursday forced a total of 5 water outlets in the Pakistani province of Sindh to close amid a heat wave, Pakistan's Dawn newspaper reveals, citing the social welfare organization known as the Eddy Foundation. Reuters reports that the heat has already killed at least 65 people in Sindh. The armed Islamists reportedly fired in the air at one of the water outlets in the city of Sugur in Sindh, prompting operators to flee. In response, local authorities appear to have capitulated to the armed activists' demands, advising the facility operators to shut down a total of 5 heat stroke centers in Sugur despite the ongoing heat wave. Attar Rahman, the officer in charge of the municipal water works, indicated the centers would be reopened after necessary consultations with the authorities concerned, Dawn reveals. The assault that forced the first center to shut down, carried by so-called activists of an unnamed radical religious group, took place at a water outlet in Sugur's Ayub Gate region. According to Dawn, The Ayub Gate Center is one of many facilities set up by the Sukkur Municipal Corporation, SMC, to provide immediate relief to victims of heat stroke as the maximum temperatures in certain Upper Sindh areas in recent days remained between 40.104 Fahrenheit and 47.117 Fahrenheit degrees Celsius. Taufik Bandani, an SMC contractor, told Don the armed Islamists told operators of several facilities to shut them or face the consequences. The radical Muslim activists reportedly accused the operators of serving water to people who were not suffering from heat stroke, an allegation denied by the center employees. After repeatedly issuing such threats and getting annoyed by the operators' defiance, a group of armed radicals stormed the Ayub Gate Center and forced its operators to shut it down, Don notes. The Ayub Gate water outlets operate amid the Ramadan fasting hours. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. some Islamists have deemed the operation of the centers a violation of Pakistan's Aht-e-Tahrim-i Ramadan ordinance. In 1981, the Pakistani government adopted the edict to preserve the sanctity of Ramadan. Article 3 of the decree says, 1. No person who, according to the tenets of Islam, is under an obligation to fast shall eat, drink or smoke in a public place during fasting hours in the month of Ramadan. Although most Muslims follow peaceful Ramadan traditions, many Islamists believe it is especially heroic and exceptionally rewarded by Allah to die a martyr during the holy month. Along with jihadi groups like the Taliban and the Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, Islamists and at times some media Arab media outlets and organizations escalate incitement to jihad and martyrdom during this month, the Middle East Media Research Institute, MEMRI, noted in 2015. Islamic terrorist attacks tend to intensify during the holy month. Residents of Sindh reportedly fear a repeat of the deadly heat wave that plagued their province in 2015, forcing Pakistan to declare a state of emergency as the death toll reached nearly 800.
There you go, yeah. So, I mean, the temperature can get up to 114 degrees, and because these people are so religiously fanatical, they won't even allow people to get a drink of water. I mean, how sick is that, man?
Well, it's all part of Islam. It's just putting pressure on people. It's domination, isn't it? It's making people capitulate to their way of thinking. It's the way it's always been, Dave. And it continues to be. Sorry about that. I'm recording a video, actually. That new chat thing there, Dave, I've got a thing to record video. You're getting this, Dave.
Hey, who's that guy? Okay, but yeah.
Sorry
Jeff,
about that. It's about 29 seconds long, like Dave, you know. And I noticed that if you get a chance to check in the chat room, it's where you add an attachment. If you click on that, add an attachment, right, Dave, then you've got a choice of audio. Let me just check something. I'm just going to close that down for a second.
This is the feature of the Blog Talk Radio chat,
Dave,
people.
You click on it, and it's add file, then take photo, record audio, and record video. So I think what they're saying that we can use the chat room as such, so we can add files, this, that, and the other, and take photos, and this, that, and so it's a little bit different, but it's something. That's why I was experimenting with it, Dave, and it just started playing back as we were having that discussion.
Understood. Yeah.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Now, for the listeners, no, it's cool. You know, for the listeners, guys, Blog Talk Radio has changed a few things around. Now, if you're listening to this on the Unpleasant Blind Guy, EDL Radio comes on Blog Talk Radio at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States. That's 8:30 p.m. British Summer Time right now, on Thursdays and Sundays, and you can come in. Just look for EDL Radio In the search window, it's a white search window that's up at the top center when you go to blogtalkradio.com. You can get it. You can get in there, and you can look for our chat rooms during the show, and you can get into the chat, and you can talk to each other. You can talk to Jeff, and you can do all that stuff like that there. So everything is cool there. Now, Jeff, I do have one thing that I want to talk about here real quick. Like, I know we've got a caller,
yeah,
but we also have a message.
Yeah, just called in. Well, just wait, to let
no,
you
no,
know
no.
He's got
okay.
Hand up.
Right. Yeah. I have seen
know,
that, Jeff. I have seen that. Yeah, I have seen
oh, yeah.
that, but we have a message. Okay, yeah, but we have a message from Leslie Ann Stoffel, someone that I consider to be a member of our team. She has been fairly ill here recently, and she will let us know how things are progressing. But right now, she's in an outpatient program, and she's. She's being treated and things of that nature, and she asks for our prayers. So everybody out there, please pray out for Leslie Ann Stoffel of Canada. All right, she's a wonderful lady. Her picture's in the slides as well. She's a good friend of ours.
Lovely
so,
lady.
Yeah.
I think a lot of
yeah,
them we
yeah,
know. She's
Jeff,
a great. She's a great
that
lady,
we do.
And
that
we enjoy. When she joins us, and she hasn't joined us for a little while, so when she's well and once she's back on form again, maybe Leslie Ann Stoffel can join us, because it's always a blessing
always
to
welcome.
Hear that lady with the views and that, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, she's always welcome, Jeff. Well, my brother, do you want to take this call that's up here?
I certainly will, Dave. Right, here we go. Caller, are you ready? Are you ready to come and deliver right? Dave, I'm in a silly mood tonight. What am I like? Good evening, 86. 3-6, you are live on the English Defence League radio show. And excuse me, just so I had that moment when I was bringing you in, I had a bit of a coughing fit. It's my apologies to you, sir or madam. And what can we do here this evening?
Oh, hello, hello, Jeff. This is Wahabi here. Happy 7 years from Spongeston. We are sponges from you, and you stand for it.
Wow,
we love you.
We know
and,
it.
Hello, hello.
What a great way to celebrate 7 years. Good evening, Mr. Wahabi.
Yeah. Wahabi, we haven't.
How?
The last I heard. You'd had a few problems. Am I right in my assumption that that is the problem?
Yes, yes. I will give you latest news very briefly so I don't impact your hateful 7-year show from a sponge.
Oh, it's lovely you called in. Seven years out of
my
life. What happened to
you,
Paddy?
Yes. There was assassination.
You've been sponging on us for a long time. All the time I've known, you've been sponging on us, haven't you, Wahabi?
Yes, and you stand for it, and we love you. Good for you,
we know that.
So,
but good to speak
yes.
to you. So, last time I spoke, I mean, have you been having problems with your yaks? I've seen some complaints out there. What's happened to your yaks lately?
Oh, well, Jeff, of course, during this time, I do not want to talk about sacred yak.
Oh, it's not
during this time.
Yak.
Oh,
ah.
I'm so,
you haven't got that
hungry.
Problem.
I'm so hungry right now, so hungry and thirsty. But
you
let
me
continue.
Okay, well, yeah.
You've not got yakophobia. You know, you haven't been taking any stick about the yaks, have you, by any chance? Because we got isnophobia over here. So I was thinking, are you suffering with yakophobia?
No, Jeff, I there was assassination attempt on my life, but I jumped behind my yak and my four wives, and now I have two wives and no yak. So there is, yes.
I hope you can give your yak a decent burial, you know. In the yak tradition, you've got a yak tradition, haven't you? Carry one of your...
You make joke again, you clever man.
No, I'm being serious. You must have a special. That yak laid its life down to protect you. You know, there was an assassination attempt on you, and if it wasn't for your four wives and your dear yak.
Now,
what
two
was his
wives.
Name? It wasn't Brendan by any chance. Brendan Yak? Was that? I don't know. But he laid his life down for you.
We don't give Yak's name, but don't tell anyone. I called my Yak Mo when I wanted to.
Mo. I wonder why. Well, it's been a while. I've got to admit, it's been a while, Mark, my friend, and I'm glad that you avoided the assassination attempt. Because we love hearing your voice. I've got Dave here. I'm sure he wants to just ask you a couple of things. And I know you're very hungry, my dear friend. But what's going on? I've got to thank you for calling into the show. And yes, you've been smacking off us for a long time, and we love you for it. You know what I mean? You love us for it, and we appreciate you loving us.
Yes, and of course, Jeff. Happy 7 years once again.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's really appreciated.
Yes.
Let me pass it to Dave. Dave, we haven't heard from Wahabi for a while, and I did hear that he'd had a few problems, and I didn't realise it was serious as an assassination attempt on him, and lost one of his beloved yaks there. That's tragic, isn't it, mate?
Well, Mr. Wahabi, I want to extend my deepest condolences on the loss of your yak, and of course your two wives as well. As you go through this holy time, how hard is it really to skip lunch? I mean, is it really that hard, or do you get this ravenous feeling just before you can't see that white thread at night? I must ask this.
Oh,
that ravenous feeling of hunger.
Well, of course, you know, I have no comment to such things, but I will say that it is not easy to make it from daylight to dawn. It is very difficult, yes.
Okay. Well, it really is about the, you know, and it has to really tempt a person, especially someone who has lost a yak, two wives, of course, yes, to maybe dig a nice barbecue pit and prepare the yak for possible consummation in a very holy way once night does fall, yes.
Of course, that yak was more like pet. It would be like eating your dog, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay, all right. Well, so it was more along the lines of a pet. Okay, well, now the assassination attempt, I have to ask this. Now, was this in relation to conditions in the salt mines, or was there another reason for this, sir?
I think just a few days ago, someone got too hungry and maybe flipped their lid, is what I think happened, yes. Maybe they were having sugar drop, and of course,
I'm glad that you avoided the assassination. I know Dave is. But did it shake you up? I mean, especially losing two wives. I mean, they must have been quite dear to you. What are you now looking for a couple more wives now, Mahabi?
Yes.
New yak?
Yes, I am in United States today looking for.
Welcome.
And next week I will be in Birmingham to look for a second. And because I am a big man, if there is another attempt on my life, I need at least four wives to hide behind.
Well, and they must be big. They must be big, right?
I'm sure you won't have too many problems with your second and third wife anyway. Picking up, two new wives. Have you got yourself? Have you got something sorted out with a new yak? Are you getting yourself a new yak? Because you can't be without your yak. You got to have a yak for your back.
Oh, there will be contests all over Spongestan. Yes, there will be contests all through Spongestan to get me New York, and I will let you know.
When they go through, there's something what the Arabs do. Now, I don't know if you do the same. Do you have a yak beauty contest? Because I've heard in like Saudi Arabia, that beauty contest for the camels. Now, do you do the same thing with your yaks? You have a beauty contest, and you pick the prettiest yak, and that will be probably your next yak. Am I right?
No, Jeff. We look at their voting record in Spongestan of yak.
I'm not talking about the wives, I'm talking about the yak.
No, I am talking about yaks because
so
in Spongestan, yaks have more privileges than women, yes.
Oh, okay. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, I mean, you were thinking is a little bit different from mine, Bobby. But you know, it's always nice to broaden your mind when we talk to great people like yourself. Would you not agree, Dave? It's really great and broadens our mind.
It certainly does. And
yes, I must go. But I will just say, happy 7 years on Hahaha Radio Show. This is Wahab here from Spongestan. Spongestan, we sponge from you, and you stand for it, and we love you. Good night.
Happy trails, Mr. Wahabi.
You
Goodbye.
Take care, Wahabi. Hope to speak to you in the very near future. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it.
Now that's a great one, Jeff. You know, I mean, it really takes a nice, you know, it's a nice international flavor when Wahabi calls in, you know, because
yes.
Spongestan is a long way off, and he has to use the satellite yak one, of course.
Yes.
And it can be kind of dodgy sometimes.
No, I really appreciate I really appreciate that call. And I hadn't heard from him, but it was sad to hear that someone tried to assassinate our Wahabi.
Terrible, man.
This is the way of the world, and it's the way that some people act. They're all about assassination, this, that, and the other. You know, it's must be very difficult to live.
Yeah.
We got them sort of problems in the UK, haven't we, Dave? You know, it's not
that we have, Jeff. That we have. Now, Jeff, it's probably about time for you to call back in, and this is a good time.
I just looked at my clock, and I realised
like
I'm letting it get carried away, especially when I've heard Wahabi, which we haven't seen for a little while, Dave. Yeah, Dave, I'll call back in. You've got something that you want to. We got.
Oh, I've got something very special
from a dear man.
Yeah.
Who passed away this week, Freddie Starr. So, Dave, let me pass it to you, and then I'll call back in, and hope
okay.
I'll come back just as you're playing from this great guy.
Cool. All right, Jeff, that sounds good. Now, what's going to happen, guys, is I'm going to play this clip from this man. This is a comedian who just recently died in the UK. His name was Freddie Starr. And he did a very good Elvis impersonation. He really liked Elvis a lot. So, and I have to say, when I heard it, I was impressed. I really was. And we're going to hear this, and then we're going to come back, and Jeff is going to talk a little bit about him. And then we're going to talk about a few other things, including a featured story from the United States. Again, thanking Mr. Wahabi for calling in and thanking you for listening. This is going to take about 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Please stay tuned. Please give this a check out and stay tuned for the last part of the English Defense League radio show. Here we go, guys.
I wish I was in a land of cotton, where all times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away to Dixie.
sing the song, baby. The greatest performer of all time, the legendary Mr. Elvis Presley, who passed away in August 1977. Boy, Dixieland, where Elvis was born, a little boy, one January morning. Don't go away from Dixieland. Glory, glory,
Elvis number. God bless you, Mr. Starr. Thank you for the entertainment over the years. it's unbelievable. What a voice, though, Dave. What a voice.
Well, as I said, Jeff, you know, I mean, it's over here, Americans, you know, we've all heard a number of Elvis impersonators over the years since Elvis Presley died. And I have to say that Freddie Starr did an incredibly good job. I think he did as good a job as any I've ever heard, including guys. You can go in and find that on YouTube,
that,
including
we
all
have
the
heard
you know all
the
way
over
looked
the
and
years
everything.
Yeah. Trying to impersonate the late great. I can't believe it was, how many years ago? 1977, when he died.
Yeah, man, over 40 years. Like, can you believe that? So something like 41 now. I mean, that's a mind blower right there.
Good grief. You know, it's tragedy that unfortunately, he did have health problems, didn't he, Dave? He did blow up like a...
I don't know, he's eating,
the way he's dietary, whatever it was. But he had so much talent. Elvis, I mean, had so much to live for. It's a fantastic... I mean, the tunes, you just think... He had so much more left, didn't he? So much more. Well, you know, that it was a sad place.
Yeah,
the world became a sad place when we lost the king. I mean, he was brilliant, wasn't he? You know, my ex, adored Elvis. She adored him.
Well, you know, over here, I got to tell you, Jeff, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about Freddie Starr here in a bit, but you know, over here, you had bands. You know, that normally played metal and stuff like that, you know, who were on concert tour, you know, when Elvis died and soon after he died. And you know, all of them practically, you know, added in a couple of his songs, because, you know, just to make homage to the guy, because they knew that you know, he had his part in moving rock and roll forward to where it was at that point.
There was no doubt about it.
Yeah,
he was the king, wasn't he, Dave? I think we would agree.
Yeah, I mean...
The king, he was the king. He was magic. He really was.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there was definitely a mystique that went along with him. That's for sure, you know. But, Jeff, now, I want to ask you a question here, because we've got a little bit of time. I want to ask you, Americans... have a familiarity. You've told me just a little bit about Freddie Starr. Americans have a familiarity with comedians like Benny Hill. Okay, now can you tell the folks and me too? You know, does Freddie Starr kind of compare with Benny Hill? You know, was he a little bit different from him? You know, was it that kind of comedy? Tell us a little bit about it.
His comedy was, you know, slapstick. It was rude. It was provocative, and it was absolutely something that you didn't want to miss. If you knew that Freddie Starr was appearing on whatever, and he absolutely one time. He appeared at the London Palladium. Now, this is a big thing. Or no, I think it's to do with the Queen, something or other, you know, where you invite to go. He brought the house down. He had the royal family in fits. He was absolutely brilliant. Benny Hill was funny, and he was really, really good. But Freddie Starr was, as it says on the bottle, Freddie was a star in his own rights, his own... humor. He was unique.
Yeah.
It's like Benny Hill. Benny Hill with his unique way of humor. People like it. People like it.
Yeah.
I watch reruns still in the States. I know that.
Freddie Starr.
I would say if you want to have your ribs cracking with laughing, you've only got to see a few things with Freddie. He was the one which I told you about. And you must remember, Dave, it was all over the papers, the world press, that Freddie Starr ate my hamster. His personal announcement was real, but it was a big story because somebody said that he ate their hamster. And it was absolutely controversial. But there you go. I mean, you're going to make a name. You've got to do things controversial. And that's what he did. He was great as well.
So he was kind of many years,
and you know, material, as I say, late years that he stopped appearing and doing his things because he was getting on a little bit then, and I didn't realise he was quite late in his age, 76. So, you know, it seems as we get older, we tend to all of a sudden time catches up with you, and you think, oh my God, was he really that old? Because you look back in the fond memories and you remember this young man and making everybody laugh, you know. Please check out Freddie Starr. If you go on YouTube, there's lots of things about Freddie Starr, different things that he'd done. And
there are,
You would have had as much entertainment as I had, and many, many millions of us in the UK had over the years. It's a shame you don't see it on your BritBox. BritBox, I think, is called over in the States, isn't it, on the Brit Channel?
They should have it on there because it will wow you. Yeah, we'll try and find something for the show, maybe play it for the people on Thursday, maybe, you know, if we can manage it. There are a lot of things on YouTube, guys. I did look around for maybe a shorter, you know, like clip or something of his, you know, but I couldn't find it. I did find the Elvis impersonation, though, and Jeff said he did like
that. Yeah, I
so
knew you'd like that,
Dave. Went with that, but, yeah, but, you know, a true politically incorrect comedian, and they are so rare these days.
On Des O'Connor's show, he dressed up as Hitler. And you know how controversial it is. Uh-huh. He could have got away with it now, Dave. He could. You imagine the lefties.
No.
Oh, my God. They'd have had a field day with him. They'd have gone
They would lose
bananas.
Their tiny mind.
They'd have had a Freddie Starr derangement syndrome. They'd set off with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things I saw in the Daily Mail was the headlines, oh, Freddie Starr died disgraced and all that. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm hearing from you. And I suspect that's not what I'd be hearing from a lot of people. You know, it made a lot of people laugh and feel good.
There was a story that was out there and it got proved that he was not guilty of it, but there was all this, as we know about this, these paedophiles, this, that, and the other. And he was implicated, a bit like Cliff Richard, actually. But it was found But I didn't really, to be honest with you, I didn't take any truth from what I was hearing. Because liking the guy, what he was doing, the humour, I don't know, and I'll leave it up to the listeners and everybody that you can check it out for yourselves. But there was controversy.
Well, yeah.
It was proved unfounded. It was unfounded. They didn't prove him guilty of anything. So they say what they like, but they always do. It's the real people, like myself and you, Dave, who talk about the facts and things like that. But the case is unfounded. It was unfounded, isn't it, as far as I'm concerned?
But I don't know if he's found guilty.
I would have probably switched off from him straight off. But as far as I'm concerned, as I say, and a lot of us, a lot of us liked what Freddie Starr had done through the years. He was
In the end, it's about the comedy, Jeff, and that leads us into our final story here for the show, brother. Now, this one is again from Breitbart, because we like the fact that they read, so we don't have
we
to.
We do.
Andrew Breitbart,
God bless you wherever you are, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, this one here, the headline on this one, if you want to go looking for it, is former Florida congressional candidate calls for a sex boycott of conservative men. And if you look at the slides for the show, guys, I don't think this woman has anything to worry about. I'm going to go ahead and play this, Jeff, if you don't mind. This will be just over 2 minutes and 15 seconds, about 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Okay? There we go, folks.
Go ahead.
This is EDL Radio. All right.
Former Florida Democrat congressional candidate calls for sex boycott of conservative men. By Warner Todd Houston on May 10, 2019. Pam Keith, a former Democrat candidate for Congress in Florida, is openly calling for women to stop having sex with conservative men. Keith jumped to her Twitter account with a quixotic demand that women should boycott sexual relations with all conservative men. Ladies, stop having sex with conservative men. Total complete sex boycott. Don't let them anywhere near you. Give them the hand and keep it moving. Get a BOB but make it a rule to run, not walk, from men who want to steal your agency over yourself and your life. That's it. Keith's latest tweet, though, seems to be a contradiction to a 2018 interview where she earnestly said, "I'm going to be honest with you. My recommendation to women is to always tell yourself yes, because there's a lot of people out there who are going to tell you no." Keith bills herself as a former U.S. Navy JAG officer,
an experienced litigator, and an expert on workplace law. The Floridian made her first abortive stab at running for office in 2016, when she ran for the U.S. Senate but could not clear the Democrat primary, losing to Democrat candidate Patrick Murphy, who, in turn, lost to sitting U.S. Senator and Republican Marco Rubio. Undaunted, Keith immediately threw her hat in the ring for the 18th District congressional race in 2018. She did not win that primary, either, and was handily defeated by Democrat candidate Lauren Boehr, who also lost to her Republican, Representative Brian Mast. But that is not all. Keith also filed a lawsuit to try and force the state to allow her to run for the 17th District, as well. Keith was trying to force the state's Democrat Party to let her vie to replace candidate April Freeman, who died suddenly of a heart attack in the middle of the 2018 House race. The party had to pick a successor, and Keith wanted to be the candidate by hook or crook. But she had to mark that up as yet another political campaign she lost when a judge threw her case out of court. Follow Warner Top Houston on Twitter at Warner Thuston.
There you go, guys. What a loser.
And as I said, probably in love with life as well. That's why she's telling women not to have sex with conservatives. Because she kept losing every against conservatives, because in the end it was the conservatives that won the battle. No wonder she's so, she's so stressed out, telling everybody not to have sex. I don't have sex myself, guys, anyway, but my God, she's a bit of a... I'm not going to be rude, Dave. It's not my way, but...
Jeff, I don't want to be rude either, Dave. But let's face it, man. You know, I mean, again, her picture is in the in the article. It's in the slides. I mean, I'm not sure there's
Would
enough alcohol in
Dave?
The United States. as I said, my friend, I'm not sure there's enough alcohol in the United States. So, I'll tell you something. This is somebody that's just bitter, because she loses all the time. She even loses against fellow Democrats, which probably means she has a terrible personality.
She's a typical Democrat, isn't she, Dave? A whiner?
Yeah,
is that what we call them? Whiners?
Exactly, yeah.
A whiner
among whiners. I mean, Pam, honey, I'll pray for you, but no, I don't think you have anything to worry about, sweetie. Okay, so maybe you should open up a law office.
He'd be well pissed. Wouldn't you die?
Like I said,
in the morning, Dave. Oh my God, you'd never forgive yourself, would you, brother?
talk about chewing my arm off to escape, man.
Dave, you're on the ball tonight, mate. You really are. But yeah,
man.
My goodness me, Dave. As I say, 7 years, 7 years, Dave.
Yeah,
seven years. Doing these shows, and you know we talk about different subjects. We like a bit of me and Dave's got a good sense of humour, and we do like to bring a bit of humour to you great listeners out there. We do appreciate
Absolutely.
That you listen to our shows. We really do. At the same time, we bring some serious issues that we don't hold back from.
Yeah.
We'd all speak out against the injustices and what's going on with the kids in this country and what's going on across the world with Islam encroaching on everybody, trying to bring about this Sharia law, or Sharia they call it.
Exactly,
And of course, we got politicians that's going along with it, isn't it, Dave? That's the tragic thing.
Yeah,
they've all capitulated to this this death cult. You can't believe it. Capitulate. I'd rather be dead, than to capitulate these people. I would always be fighting against this barbaric death cult that's satanically run, isn't it, Dave? How can anybody want to be a part of this evil satanic cult? I don't know. I don't understand. I've never got my head around it.
Yeah, how anybody can convert to it, I'll never know, Jeff. I'll never know how anybody
exactly
can convert to it. But, Jeff, before we take off, I want to say real quick, man, before we take off, Jeff, I have to say, and I'm sorry I didn't say it before, but a big and loving happy Mother's Day to all the moms in the United States of America.
Amen.
Today's Mother's Day. So before we leave, happy Mother's Day to you. You guys put up with us growing up, and we love you for that.
The brats.
That's right,
good
Jeff.
Day.
That's right, bro.
Anyway, you wanna share with the great listeners out there where they can find you during the week, because this man, he's like a dynamo. He always is working. He's always doing different projects and that with his shows. Please tell them where they can find you, Dave, for your few shows and that.
All right. Now, The Unpleasant Blind Guy is the name of the show, and it's on Spreaker.com through SHR Media, and you can also hear it through SHR Media on YouTube. Show times are Monday through Friday, at 1 p.m. Eastern in the United States and 6 p.m. British Summertime, and I do new shows on Saturday at midnight Eastern in the United States and at 6 a.m. in the U.K., and I have to say that for the next few weeks, I'm winding up my series The Way Back. I'm talking to Ken McClinton this week, doing some real good stuff there. And within a couple of weeks, you guys will begin hearing this show merging with The Unpleasant Blind Guy. We've got big things coming up this year. And it's onward and forward, folks. And I just want to say, Jeff, thank you to you. Thank you to Wahhabi for calling in, to the foot soldiers.
Brilliant.
And angels and Brexiteers and global patriots in the UK and in the United States. Always remember, never forget, no surrender. Back to you, brother.
No surrender ever. And just once again, Dave, thank you for the great slides. Thank you for the scripting, just a little bit of a move about with the scripting. It was great this evening. 7 years, ladies and gentlemen. I would have thought for the next 7 years, isn't it, Dave? But also, if you want to know where you can find me, I'm on Gab. I've been using Gab quite a bit. I'm on Telegram.
Yeah.
Please check that out. Also, on MeWe. If you want to find me on Gab, just look for Nighthawk777. Follow me. I bring some really interesting aspects to it. I've joined a group called BritFam, which is a really great group. And, of course, the great thing about it is we're not being restricted for what we say. We're not, no censorship on us. And so we do see, one thing I will say, that you will see some things on there that will, you won't always like, but I tend to ignore those type of people, because there's also those people out there. When you've got free speech, you're always going to have those people, aren't you, Dave?
That's amen, brother, amen. That's right.
But anyway,
that's right.
For myself and Dave, and of course, Sal Jan, as I say, she's on Simon, and Leslie
thank
and Stoke.
My
thoughts and prayers go out for you, sweetheart.
Lovely.
Get well soon, and come and join us
on
the show. We've missed you. And anyway, till Thursday, this is myself and Dave. We're going to play you out tonight with our favourite theme. We're going to go underground, aren't we, Dave? So I've only got 1 minute and 36 seconds. So with that, Dave, cheers, pal. Good night, everybody. Take care. Stay safe. God bless you all. Thank you. Bless you.
Good night, everyone.
I'm too busy dodging through your fate. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader, don't waste your trust. And their lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
There you go. Let me come here. What did I just do? Oh, yeah. I just put... Oh, never mind. Anyway, as I say, that's the end of our live show for this evening. But as I say, we'll be back again this Thursday. Probably do a couple of stories that we didn't get around because we were catching up things and discussing things tonight. But I hope you've all enjoyed the show this evening, that for me and Dave, what we've done this evening. And to all our patriots out there, God bless you all. You take care, stay safe. Don't forget, if you can be, please show up outside the Old Bailey. Be there for 1 o'clock Tuesday. Maybe you get there a little bit early if you've got to travel. Just make sure you're there for Tommy. Make them hear your voice. Okay, so for myself, from Dave, from us all at the EDL radio show. Hang on, I pressed the wrong button there, Dave. As I say, once again, you take care, and we'll see you this Thursday. No surrender, no surrender ever. This is the English Defence League radio show. We're doing its 7-year anniversary today, which we've now completed. Signing off for it tonight. And we'll see you this Thursday. Have a good week, brothers and sisters.
Now, extras that help you navigate the new media world.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York. The Lid himself, Jeff Dunitz. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com. At Lid Radio, we fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunitz.
Hey, are you guys listening? This is Shannon from Right Wave with Shannon and Mike in the AM on SHR Media. I know you've been wondering where we are and what's been going on. Well, folks, that's right, we're back. So please join us 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Thursday on SHR Media, on Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, and Facebook Live at 11 a.m. on Right Wave with Shannon and Mike in the AM at Facebook. You don't want to miss a minute. We've got lots of guests, lots of segments, and lots of interesting things. And let's face it, there's nowhere for you to go, so you might as well tune in. Again, Right Way with Shannon and Mike in the AM. We're back live on the air on SHR Media, 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Thursday, audio and Facebook Live, audio and video. Yes, we are going to do video. Facebook Live, Right Way with Shannon and Mike in the AM. Hope to see you soon.
Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, a mere 2 miles from the state capital, the bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com to listen. You can also watch on the SHR Media Facebook page and the SHR Media YouTube channel. No goldfish were abused in the making of this ad.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
It is he that is me, bringing perspective from across the sea. Join me, Jack Alexander, 4 days a week for the Jack Alexander Experiment podcast, as I take a unique outsider's look at the news and issues affecting life and liberty here in the USA. I'll show you what the mainstream media refuses to. Politics, border security, defense, healthcare, travel, nothing is off limits. Catch the Jack Alexander Experiment podcast each Monday to Thursday on Facebook, YouTube, and everywhere good podcasts can be found. Also, check out the website, www.jackalexanderexperiment.com.
Southern Sense is conservative talk with Annie, the radio chick you bellas as host, and C.S. Bennett, co-host. Informative, fun, irreverent, and politically incorrect. You never know where they'll go, but you'll love the journey. Annie is a top conservative host on Top Talk Radio and features some of the finest guests, packed with important politicians and newsmakers. Listen every Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific, on the SHR Media Network. Remember, Southern Sense is common sense.
After 6 years covering terror and corruption, the Unpleasant Blind Guy is making a change. I'm Dave Milner. Join me on Spreaker and YouTube through SHR Media and on the Western Free Radio Network as I team up with Jeff Mitchell, host of the English Defense League radio show on blogtalkradio.com. Check show pages for airtimes. It's the Unpleasant Blind Guy
on EDL Radio.
There's
no surrender, ever.
Because truth is not always pleasant.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
It's your business diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
The dream deferred is real. You've been waiting for the Exceptional Conservative Network, and now it's here. Go to theexceptionalconservativeshow.com. Tune in and get the best in urban conservative talk. Stop dreaming. It's real.
WBN is proud to present the hosts from Sunday Long Live Radio.
Hey lovelies, this is Rhea from Sunday Long Live Radio from the World Broadcasting Network. You'll catch me live every Sunday of the year, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard, 10 a.m. UK for a few hours. I cover a lot of the chat that goes on, as well as covering lesser known stories Following me at midday is Joss the Boss, the people's poet.
Hi everyone, this is Joss the Boss from the UK. Join me on Sunday Long Live Radio, live every Sunday of the year, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard or 12 p.m. GMT. I'll be covering news from the red pill side of life with a little bit of humour thrown in for good measure. See you there.
Following Joss is Based Amy, our resident activist.
Hi everyone, this is Based Amy from the UK. Join me on Sunday Long Live Radio, live every Sunday of the year, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard or 1 o'clock GMT. I'll be covering Q stories among other Patriot news you may want to know about. See you there.
Following Amy is Nan from Ireland.
Hi, this is Nan from Ireland. Join me on Sunday Long Live Radio every Sunday of the year, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, 2 p.m. GMT. I'll be covering the news and joining some dots and looking at the bigger picture. Think how the West is changing, the influence of the UN, the NGOs, the WHO, etc. You know, that kind of thing. See you there.
Following Nan is Bullrock from Canada.
This is Marty, also known as Bullrock from Canada. Join me on Sunday Long Live Radio, live every Sunday of the year, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard or 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. I will be taking a look at news from a more objective and concise point of view, so if you like detail, this is the place to be.
Also joining Bullrock is Ed the Bear from Canada.
Hi, everyone. This is Ed the Bear from Canada. Join me on Sunday Long Live Radio, live every Sunday of the year. We're on the air, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard or 3 p.m. GMT, which also happens to be Zulu time for those of you that are pilots. I'll be taking a look at the current news with Marty with a slightly discerning point of view. So if you like detail, this is the place to be.
There's your lineup for Sunday Long Live Radio, airing on the World Broadcasting Network every Sunday of the year, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard, 10 a.m. UK, 7 p.m. New South Wales. Just type in your browser WBN324 to tune in. We'll see you there.